I've disappointed you.
It's good. It's a good deduction, yeah.
Don't make people into heroes, John. Heroes don't exist, and if they did, I wouldn't be one of them.
Excellent.
View of the Thames. South Bank, somewhere between Southwark Bridge and Waterloo. You check the papers. I'll look online. Oh, you're angry with me, so you won't help. Not much cop, this caring lark.
Suicide.
Tenapenny.
Two kids stabbed in Stoke Newington. Ah. Man found on the train line, Andrew West.
It's me. If you find anything on the South Bank between Waterloo Bridge and Southwark Bridge.
I reckon this is connected then, the bomber.
Must be. Odd though, he hasn't been in touch.
We must assume that some poor bugger's primed to explode, yeah?
Yes.
Any ideas?
Seven, so far.
Seven?
Dead about 24 hours. Maybe a bit longer. Did he drown?
Well, apparently not. Not enough of the Thames in his lungs. Asphyxiated.
Yes, I'd agree. There's quite a bit of bruising around the nose and mouth. More bruises here and here.
Fingertips.
He's late 30s. I'd say, not in the best condition.
He's been in the river a long while. The water's destroyed most of the data. But I'll tell you one thing. That lost Vermeer painting's a fake.
What?
We need to identify the corpse, find out about his friends and
associates. Wait. What painting? What are you wanting about?
It's all over the place. Haven't you seen the posters? Dutch old master. It's supposed to be destroyed centuries ago. Now it's turned up. Worth £30 million.
Okay, so what has that got to do with the stiff?
Everything. You ever heard of the Golem?
Golem?
It's a horror story, isn't it? What are you saying?
Jewish folk story. A gigantic man made of clay. It's also the name of an assassin. Real name, Oscar Zunzer. One of the deadliest assassins in the world. That is his trademark style.